Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of what it turns out is called the Postal Stand-Up, because this is essentially my version of the morning stand-ups that I give at my station every day. So, my name is Alan Gigax, and today we are going to talk about messing up at work and not knowing how to do things. So we all have questions, surprising things that come up while we're at the station and while we're out on the street that we don't know what we're supposed to do. And I always said in the Carrier Academy, or I took the position in the Carrier Academy, that at the end of each module, we would do these quizzes, and I always said that they were open book. You can go back and look in your book and get the right answers to all of this stuff, because that's the way your career is as well at the Postal Service. There is always somebody to ask. So if you encounter something that you're not sure how to handle it, dude, the last thing you should do is like go drop that piece of mail into the UBM because you don't know where it goes, the undeliverable bulk business mail. There's always somebody to ask. So you can ask the people who are trainers at your station. They should know. You can ask other fellow carriers, although you might not always get the right answer. You might not even get the right answer from your trainers. I remember at the academy, that was always a sore point that we would teach them, like literally by the book in the Carrier Academy. I probably taught some of you guys that way. And then you get to your on-the-job instructor, and they're like, oh, yeah, but we don't really do it that way out on the street. Dude, we do it by the book, or we're supposed to. So anyway, that book is always available to you. Sometimes it's the M41, sometimes it might be the ELM, and I understand that you may not take the time to read all that stuff. I have read them to you in my other podcast, Classes of Mail, and you can always go look that up. But ultimately, the place that you can turn for answers is your supervisor, because if your supervisor tells you something and it's wrong, now it's on your supervisor. Regardless, don't just go rogue and make your own decision on like, what am I going to do with this piece of mail? I've never seen a piece of mail like this. Let me give an example. You get a piece of mail that is undeliverable, and the class of mail is silver class mail. And have you ever heard of silver class mail before? I know I never have. So what do I do with this? Does it go into the UBM if it's undeliverable, or am I going to have to return it? What do you do with silver class mail? Well, it's a class of mail that I just made up. It doesn't exist. But that's the kind of thing where you'd want to go to your supervisor and say, hey, I got this piece of undeliverable mail. What do I do with it? Same goes for, speaking of UBM, you know, if there is like a nickel in the UBM or some other item of value, sometimes there's a dollar bill, sometimes it's just a penny, sometimes it's stamps. I've seen as much as a $10 bill inside of a piece of UBM. We don't want to just drop that into the UBM bucket and have it shredded. That's like a perfectly good nickel that can go into the station's donut fund or whatever management does with it. And so you should take that piece of mail, you'll mark it up as UBM, and then you give it to the supervisor. They're going to take out that item of value, and now it can go into the UBM. So what about like we get items from maybe it's Paralyzed Veterans or some veterans organization that has like gloves in it or socks or something like that? In my opinion, that's a really useful item because like homeless people always need socks and we could donate them to a homeless shelter. So is that an item of value that you should take to your supervisor? Well, the answer here is, I don't know. It's kind of up to your supervisor. And so that's what you should do. Take it to your supervisor and ask them. If you're ever not sure what a policy is, ask them. Because again, if they're wrong, then it's on them. It's not on you. And you can always ask me too. I have my email from my other podcast, classesofmail@gmail.com. And you can also reach out to me on any social media. I accept all incoming messages. And mine, it's just Alan Gigax, A-L-A-N-G-E-G-A-X. Feel free to reach out for all of that stuff. Again, your career is open book. You don't ever have to guess. There's always somebody to ask, including me. I'm here for you. All right, that's all I got for today. Thanks for listening, guys. Be safe out there.